Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Michael, you know, we're talking about this Last Dance documentary, 10-part series on ESPN that's going to start on Sunday. And Jordan apparently was concerned about doing the documentary because he was like, when people see me, the director of the documentary said this. He said Jordan was apprehensive because Jordan said, when people see how hard I was on my teammates, they're going to think I'm a horrible guy. And so get ready, because Michael, you know, in the Hanes commercials, always smiling. Mike, I want to be like Mike, right? If I could be like Mike, you know, all that.
I don't know if it sounded like that.
It's going to be a different Mike. It's going to be a different Mike in The Last Dance. Here's Jordan himself talking about it.
That's right,
from
Chris.
Rob G,
this is from the documentary. It has not been released yet, but here's an excerpt from one thing he said about what you just got discussed about being a horrible guy. Jordan said, quote, look, winning has a price and leadership has a price. So I pulled people along when they didn't want to be pulled. I challenged people when they didn't want to be challenged. And I earned that right because my teammates who came after me didn't endure all the things that I endured. Once you joined the team, you lived at a certain standard that I played the game. And I wasn't going to take any less. Now, if that means I had to go in there and get in your ass a little bit, then I did that. End quote.
Mm. Go ahead, Rob. I'll let you have the first.
I'm just going to say, I think Michael Jordan is going to have even more fans after they watch this 10-part documentary. Because they will see, Chris, There is. He said it perfectly. There's a price for winning. It ain't about being a nice guy. You're not putting together a church choir and things like that. Michael demanded a lot. That's why he was 6-0. That's why he was so dominant. He worked at it. It wasn't just God-given talent. He worked at it. He was a great leader. He led by example. He led off the court. I mean, there was a lot of things that Michael did, I think, that teammates looked at and said, if this guy's coming to practice early, if this guy's staying late, right, and he's a star player, how in the world can I go home? How in the right. world can I come late? You can't. You know that? And if you know, Chris, you know, if there's a star player on the team and he doesn't care, if he doesn't care, why should I care? Right? And
no,
he's talented.
You're absolutely right.
So I think the millennials who have heard all of Michael Jordan fawning over and all the salivating and all the old wise men tales or wise stories, you know, about Michael Jordan will get to get an inside look finally. And they might take a look and go, you know what, reevaluate everything they've thought and say, I think he is the GOAT. I think he is the best player. Wow, I can't believe what he was able to do. Wow, did you see those hard fouls that they were committed against him and, you know, and all the other stuff that he went through right. to get there? I think you'll have a better appreciation of Michael Jordan. And the 6-0 with all six MVPs in those finals, Chris, will finally come into focus. And it ain't just watching some YouTube games or whatever, but you'll be able to get an in-depth look. And I'm really mean this. I think there'll be way more Michael Jordan fans after this documentary.
Well, that's hard to do because there. I mean,
There's a lot of LeBron fans.
He's the most as popular as LeBron is. Michael Jordan's the most popular basketball player of all time. Do you doubt that? Or question that?
No, I don't doubt
that.
Like,
LeBron is polarizing. I don't even think Jordan's polarizing. Like, just about everybody. Now, there are those that think LeBron's better, but just about everybody loves Jordan. They may not think he's the GOAT, and I know there are some people that don't love him, but you know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, he's not as polarizing as Kobe.
I can give you one city
LeBron.
In America that doesn't
well,
love
him. Well, yeah, Detroit. Right.
Right? Am I right? Let's be honest.
Yes,
Detroit
yes, yes.
has
you
no
know,
love for Michael
claim
Jordan.
They got a little claim to fame because they beat him.
Yep, they have.
So
they do.
Can, you know, they can stick out their chest a little bit. But you know what I mean. I think he's wildly popular. But I think a few things, Rob. One, I think specifically getting to Jordan, you know, how hard he rode teammates. And, you know, that's what he's talking about. He doesn't, you know, people are going to see that and might not like it. First of all, there are people like that in every profession. There are people that, I mean, I'm talking about the ultra elite. Not all of them are like that, but a lot of the ultra elite at every single profession, some of them are obsessed. And some of them are not fun to work with. Some of them, you know, people around the office can't stand them, but they're great at what they do. And they get their job, they do their job at a tremendous level, and they lift other people to do better. And some that don't want to be around that just disappear or go elsewhere or whatever. But there are people like that in every field, you know, who are just. You just can't stand being around them, but they're wonderful at their jobs. And it's because of their obsessiveness and their obsession with it. And they're
Chris,
hard
thanks.
On people that aren't like that. Yeah,
thanks
no,
for saying
I'm not
that
talking
to me.
About you. Not that you're not good at your job, but you know, that's not you're not that personality. But I think there are people like that in every field. Secondly, Rob, I think that what's going to stun. That might be a little strong, but it might not be. But what's going to stick out and stand out to these millennials is how tough Michael Jordan was on his teammates physically, as far as what he took from the Pistons and other teams, and just period. Because we don't, not that they aren't tough athletes now, but it's just different. It's just different, and it's so much more friendlier. It's friendlier. You know, it's a different generation. you know, your coaches aren't supposed to yell. Teammates aren't supposed to yell. You get in an argument with a teammate and people write about it and talk about it like you can never be friends again. And Jordan was different. They're going to see how tough he was. And I think when you talk about separating the all-time great athletes, like Muhammad Ali, he didn't have the best boxing record of all time, lost fights. You know, some fights he even won, you could argue he lost. But Ali's will to win, Ali's toughness, I mean, physically he took maybe the best, he might have had the best chin in the history of boxing. And then mentally, he was so tough to take on bigger foes, harder punching foes, and he could just mentally wear them out. That separated him from others. Jordan was similar. Jordan's will to win separates him. And that is going to stand out to these millennials. Because we don't, I mean, the closest you got is Kobe, but even to the millennials, they didn't even see all of Kobe.
No, not they
didn't.
You
know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So who's like that now? Chris Paul is, you know, but he doesn't win at their level.
I was
going
to say, you have to win.
Right.
And so I'm looking at it, and I think you're right, Chris. They'll be able to look at it. Like, for all you can say about LeBron and his greatness, he's more of a everybody's cool, let's get everybody involved and all that. And you could see that you don't have to be, you know, you can be hard and win, and everybody doesn't have to like you in order to be successful in life. That's not what it's about. I always say, and you notice, Chris, being in the business that we've been in forever, it's not about being liked. It's about being respected, right? I really don't care if people like me, but I want to be respected, that people look at me and go, this guy puts in a hard day's work every day. He comes prepared. He's ready to do his job or whatever. I might not personally like him, but I have to respect him.
Right. And I think something else you said, Rob, I want to highlight. When you said Jordan, you have to be good. You have to be great. Like, to do what Michael Jordan did, you better be great. Because as you said, people aren't going to like you. Now, what happened with a guy like Jordan is he was so great, and you started winning because of his greatness. And as a teammate, you just say, you know what? Heck, let's just jump on the bandwagon, right? Like, no, I can't stand him. He's driving me crazy. He's too hard on me. He's cussing me out. He beat me up, whatever. But we're winning championships. I'm a star. I'm a little star. I know he's the man, but I'm part of the circus too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting fringe benefits. I'm getting more money too. Right. So you go along with it. And I've seen quickly, before you go, Rob, I've seen other players try to lead that way. And you know, Isaiah kind of led somewhat like that, Isaiah Thomas. But again, he was great enough to win. And I've seen guys try to lead like Jordan or Isaiah or Kobe and be hardcore. This is how we do hard. But they're not, they might be really good, but they're not good enough to win championships. And when that happens, I mean, and again, I'm not picking on him. As I like him, I think he's a great player and a great guy. But Chris Paul, he's known, Rob, for what? Driving teammates crazy.
No, absolutely.
And he rides them hard, no differently probably than these other guys, but they haven't won. And that's the problem. When you don't win and you do that, it's going to be ugly. Just like it was for Jordan in Washington.
I was going to say, one other, there was coaches get away with that too. What, you can't be all of Belichick's disciples who go other places.
Right, good point.
Right? And trying to be like him. That's not going to work.
Who was it? Bill O'Brien, right? Just with DeAndre Hopkins.
Right. Bill O'Brien and in Detroit.
Patricia.
Matt Patricia. That stuff doesn't work because you don't have – you could walk around and be like, well, I was with the Patriots, but you don't have the six the Super Bowls that he's won to be able to, you know, to be able to have that cachet. And I remember in Detroit, a lot of the players didn't like Scotty Bowman, who's the Red Wings coach and a Hall of Famer. He won 9 championships, Chris, okay? 9.
Wow.
Stanley Cups. So you couldn't, you know what I mean? Like, Scotty got away with it. Why?
Right.
He won.
Right, right.
They hated him, but he won, and that's the point.
No, that's real. That's real. And it's for all those future great players out there that are going to watch this. If you want to try to lead like Michael Jordan and get all up in your teammates and all the things you're going to see, you better be great enough to lead your team to championships. Because otherwise, right, you're just going to drive them crazy and they're going to be, you know what I mean? It's just the truth. And again, we said it happened with Jordan in Washington, Rob, right? He was the same Michael in Washington.
But they weren't making the playoffs. It was totally different.
Like, there are people that will tell you he destroyed Kwame Brown's psyche.
Absolutely.
And then poor Kwame, then he leaves Washington with Jordan and goes to the Lakers, and Kobe just picks it up from him. He didn't have a chance.
Yeah, no shot.
Right, but that's the only way it works, is when you are that good and you can win.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We got the two-time NBA champion Craig Hodges coming up right now on the Discover Card Celebrity Hotline. Get your free credit scorecard today. Even if you're not a Discover customer, it includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard will not hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. Craig, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother. Appreciate you.
Great to have you on. First of all, is your family and you guys safe and everything so far?
Hey, man, we're blessed, man. Thank God. You know, it's been a crazy ride just sitting back watching all of this. But, you know, everything's been well on this end. Appreciate it.
All right. Right. Well, let's get to it. You won championships with the Bulls and Michael Jordan in 91, 92. You played 4 years with them. Those 2 years you won championships. You were a big-time three-point shooter for that team and others in your career. Let me ask you this first. A lot of people point back to, you know, the 96 Bulls who won 72 games. This Last Dance documentary that's coming up on ESPN, that's going to deal with the 97-98 team, which was his last in Chicago. How do you think your Bulls championship teams compared to that second three-peat? Like, were you guys as good, better? What's your take?
You know, it's funny for me because I always tell people, you know, you don't get to that last dance if you don't have the first one and you don't know how to dance. So
right.
the blessing of learning how to dance and to actually win the dance is something that I think is unique. And I feel like our first championship team would have probably been any championship team that ever won it.
What do you think people will learn from this about Michael? Just learn about Michael Jordan. What can you give us some insight? What don't people really know about Michael Jordan?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is his ability, the longevity of his tenacity, the ability to keep the eye of the tiger and have your mindset. And I was blessed to have had a chance to coach Kobe. And, you know, for 5 years when I was with the Lakers and to see his work habits and to be able to see how close they were to MJ's, it was cool to watch, man, and it was cool to be a part of it and to for me to have a chance to practice against Michael every day and to know, you know, that every day he wanted somebody against him that was going to bring it. And I think that's the thing that, you know, possibly separates him from a lot of other champions was his tenacity and his ability to know how to get it done.
Craig Hodges, a world champion with the Chicago Bulls, 91-92, joining the Odd Couple. Michael Jordan even said in this documentary, and it's been reported around over the last few days, he said he was a bit apprehensive about doing it because he said, when people see how I acted around my teammates and how hard I push guys, this is a direct quote, they're going to think I'm a horrible guy. I mean, honestly, you gave us a little something there, but really, like, what was it like playing with Michael Jordan? And was, obviously he's not a horrible guy, but, you know, was he, like, at times, did you just want to kill him as a teammate? Because you know, was he going at guys at heart?
You know, for me, I was blessed to have had, you know, that authoritarian type upbringing as far as coaching was concerned. So it was very little that could actually rattle me as a player, but I've seen it. I've seen it up close and personal with players that were demoralized, players who couldn't handle it and were out of here. You know, so it was a thing where he could push you to the limit. And the main thing, you know, for me, just seeing it and being a part of it, it was just a matter of you standing your ground. And if you didn't stand your ground and you took a step backwards, he was going to go after you to see if you would take two steps back. And I think that's the biggest part of us being able to win championships was, you know, we had veterans like Bill Cartwright and myself who had been in you know, playoff battles, and we had more playoff experience than anybody on the team. So we were able to balance some of that. But at the same time, MJ was MJ, and he had the personality and the persona that, you know, was larger than life to a lot of guys that played with him and against him. And if you weren't thick-skinned and you didn't have your game tight, it was going to be a problem.
Can you give us an example or two? You don't have to name the player that he went at or whatever, but can you
Pete
give
Myers.
Us an example or
Pete
two?
Pete Myers.
Yeah, it's, you know, something he was, you know, what you're talking about?
Well, you know, there's a couple guys that, you know, and I, to some degree, you don't want to name them. You know, we had a power forward from a Big Ten school that was one of a key figure on our team at a point in time we were trying to win. And he and MJ didn't see eye to eye. I felt MJ was a bit too hard on him, same way with another guy from Ohio State. So for me, it was one of those things, a learning experience for myself and for them as well. I think they saw the game in a different light in as far as, you know, the positions that they played were the positions that they played. And Michael wanted a little bit more of them. And it was one of those things that oftentimes you can ask more someone that's out of their talent pool or out of their DNA pool or what have you. And when you're an exceptional talent like an MJ and a Kobe, your tolerance is a little bit less than a lot of other guys because you are so great.
Brad Sellers and Dennis Hobson.
You called it. I ain't say nothing,
he
man.
Didn't mention it. Here's the.
I ain't say nothing, man. But if you sat where I sat, there were a lot of times when, you know, and once again, we're in this civilization where the balance oftentimes is out of whack because, you know, we're in it for different things. We have ulterior motives, whether it be fame and fortune as opposed to just winning and just opposed to this being a teammate and I want my teammate to get better. You know, it's a lot of guys that couldn't handle it, man. And for me, it was just one of them things like, come on, man, you put on your shoes the same way I put on mine. Let's get it on. And for me, it was always fun to be able to compete against him every day and to know that a lot of times, which I saw him do, he wouldn't have did it without me practicing against it.
I think, Craig, what do you make? I think it says a lot about Michael Jordan and the imprint he left on a lot of people and players that former Pistons, Bill Laimbeer, Isaiah, have all gone out of their way to say LeBron is better than MJ. And I still, you know, obviously the battles that the Pistons and the Bulls had. What does that say when those guys are still have a grudge against Michael Jordan?
Hey, man, you know, and that's the cool part about it is that, you know, when you talk about a LeBron, he wasn't looking at Isaiah or Laimbeer. He was looking at MJ. You know, so when you when you talk about him being better than MJ, you're talking about imitation is the highest form of flattery. So, you know, man, it's one of the things where they just don't want to admit the fact that we were able to kick ourselves up the ground from all of those whoopings and able to put it back on them to a point where they were embarrassed that, you know, they couldn't even man up to the point of saying, hey, man, y'all are better than us now. We just got to go back to the drawing board and get back at it like we did. So it's one of those things that it's a grudge that athletes often have when we don't grow up because we grew up playing a child's game, so we can still be childish at times.
Craig, you mentioned your years coaching Kobe. And obviously, I mean, he's very similar to Michael, not only his game, but, you know, as you said, the killer instinct and the work ethic and all that. Was he similar to Mike as well in terms of the way he went at teammates in terms of challenging them? Was it pretty much the same thing?
He was worse.
Really?
He was worse, man. And you know, for me, and you know, part of it is it's generational, man. You know, I look at, you know, I look at some players who they used to say were temperamental before MJ's time, who were hard teammates to get along with and the like, but it's one of those things where I will watch sometimes where it would be Kobe would come to practice and he's on this thing where I'm going to just give it to everybody. And if you ain't up for the challenge, you're going to be embarrassed today. And then if I embarrass you today, then it's going to be an ongoing thing where you got to stand up. Sasha Bujicic was a classic case where, but Sasha got better from it. That, you know, MJ would slap Sasha, literally slap him around. But Sasha was big enough to take it within practice to where MJ would, you know, would basically bring, Kobe would basically bring him along to the point where Sasha would knock down jumpers and play big for us in championship seasons.
Wow, wow, that's great stuff. Craig Hodges, two-time NBA champion with the Chicago Bulls, one of the best three-point shooters that the game's ever seen. And I was looking at some of your numbers, Craig. I mean, you shot 49% one year from three, and that's three times a game. You know, it wasn't like a small sample. Yeah. Let me ask you this quickly. We only got about 30 seconds. You played today, where obviously the three-point shot is so prominent, do you think – I mean, you won two championships, but you think individually you would have had an even better career because of the change in the game?
Oh, it would have been fun to see, man, because, you know, at the same time, I came in the game as a point guard, so I could dribble the basketball. And now, if you can dribble and shoot, you're a marquee player. So it would have been fun to see to be able to dribble around and tell somebody, give you a pick, and you launch from 35 where you can launch from. So it's a different game.
Because y'all didn't even hardly run high pick and rolls back then.
Man, I'm telling you, it's a different game. But I still feel blessed to say that I played during the golden era of the game.
Great stuff. That's Craig Craig Hodges, champion with the Bulls. Craig, thanks a lot, man, and be safe out there.
Everybody be safe.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The big news of the day, Rob, is that one of the top prospects, high school prospects in the nation, if not the top high school player, Jalen Green, has decided that he is going to, rather than go play in college for a year, he's going to join the NBA's G League initiative. It's like a special select team that they're putting together, and he's going to be paid $500,000. They'll play 20-some-odd games, maybe a dozen of them against G League teams, several against foreign international or foreign national teams. And they will get life lessons off the court to prepare them for the NBA. They won't have to go play in all the small G League cities and ride the bus with the G League and all that. And, you know, they get to work full time on their craft, and really it's preparing them for the following year when they can enter the NBA draft. And I like it, Rob. I think it's a great idea. It'll be a handful of high school players that it's open to. We'll see how many accept it. But with that kind of money, I don't think it hurts their exposure because, you know, a lot of people know about these high school kids already with social media, with coverage now on the national level of the best high school players and teams. They'll be well known. LaMelo Ball is, I don't know, he's a little bit of a special circumstance because his dad, but he's the most well-known player in this draft coming up, and he didn't play a minute of college basketball. So it won't hurt their draft stock. They won't, of course, play in March Madness and all the tradition and the pomp that comes with playing NCAA basketball. They'll miss out on that. But it's not a bad trade-off if you can deal with that.
For me, it's just whatever it is you're up to. If you want the money grab, $500,000 is great. If it was the $125,000 they originally talked about, I would want no part of that. Because $125,000 ain't that big when you take away 40% on taxes and an agent's fee and all the other stuff, Chris. You don't wind up with that much money. But $500,000 is significant. I would rather have a Carmelo Anthony 1 year in college if it was possible. And I'm not saying everybody's going to play 1 year and win a championship. I'm not saying that. But a chance of that and being big man on campus and everybody falling over you and the women going crazy over you and your friends at home watching you if you're playing at North Carolina and they're playing Duke in a big game and a chance to shine. I get the social media. I get all the other stuff. But nothing wearing a certain uniform and being a part of a certain organization, it's bigger. And I would say to you, Chris, you could have maybe the same exposure doing social media and doing some stuff, or you could work for Fox, or you could work for ESPN, or you can – other people take that other route, right? But there's something prestigious about being at certain places. And that's all I'm going to say is I think that's what you lose. And I know they're trying to soften the blow and you're not going to be on the buses with all the other G-leaguers. So you're already telling me that the G-League is garbage. That's why you don't have to participate in it. So
it's not garbage. It's a minor league. There's no more garbage than the AAA, AA, A baseball.
No, but the difference is you're telling him.
In fact, play these high school kids, which is another reason not putting them in it.
But you still would play. Even if no matter how big of a star, if you went to the minor leagues, you go through. You might not go all the way to AAA, Chris. You might, go to the majors from AA. But you go to the minor leagues and you ride the buses and you do everything that everybody else does. That's all I'm saying, the difference.
Yeah. I think some people are wondering, okay, is this a death sentence for college basketball? Man, college basketball, look, they can make money. Because I think March Madness, because of the gambling aspect, is going, and just because of the way the tournament is, it's going to be popular no matter what. But college basketball is dying. It's dying. Whether it's the overexposure, the best college age kids are in the NBA. Heck, remember a few years ago, the Markelle Fultz, number one pick, didn't make the NCAA tournament, March Madness. The next year, Ben Simmons doesn't make March Madness. Or maybe it was reversed, however it was. But, it's just nobody really pays much attention to the regular season. All they've got now is March Madness as far as, really having a lot of interest from more than your diehard fans. Like I said,
LaMelo Ball is
the most popular guy in the draft. Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman. We know more James Wiseman because of the scandal at Memphis, but we don't know him, that's the only reason we know him. Most people, casual fans, can't name anybody else at the top of the draft. So college basketball is in trouble in general as far as just a popularity standpoint.
There's no doubt about it. And the other part is, and I know people always think that more is better, but when you oversaturate something, Chris, there used to be games. I used to watch college basketball. I covered St. John's for the Daily News in New York. I told you Mark Jackson was on the team. And Walter Berry and guys like that, and
Willie
Lou Carnesecca. Yes, you know what I mean. And Lou Carnesecca was a legendary coach. Mullen had already left the year before I got there, but I traveled with them. I covered their games and all that. I don't know if I ever told you who the other beat writers were. Have I ever told you this?
Yeah, Cliff Brown was he?
No, okay. Ready for this? So I was working for the Daily News. Bill Roden, legendary columnist from the New York Times, was the beat writer for St. John's. Michael Kay, the Yankee announcer, was for the New York Post.
Wow.
And Sandy Keenan, who wound up being going into executive side at Newsday, was from Newsday. And the four of us covered that team. Can you remember?
Wow.
Michael Kay and Bill Roden and me.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is, I don't know what my point is. I forgot it.
Well, that's fine. So let's move on. Bill Laimbeer, and we've been talking about Michael Jordan in The Last Dance coming up. But Bill Laimbeer, you mentioned it, Rob, earlier. Detroit got – that might be the one city in America that has no love lost for Michael Jordan. Even New York got love for him, and he beat New York up worse than Detroit.
They would like for Michael to score 50, but the Knicks to win, but they did cheer for Michael Jordan. I agree with that.
Not Detroit. They hated him.
They wanted him to have 8 points.
And all the bad boys, the bad boys don't want to give him any love. Oh, he's all right. He was okay. We beat
None
him.
Of them.
How good, right? Like, come on. We used to beat up on Michael Jordan. And so it's no surprise that they always name LeBron as the GOAT. But here's Laimbeer, just disrespectful.
I'm very vocal. I think LeBron is the best player that's ever played the game. He's 6'8", 285 pounds, runs like the wind and jumps out of the gym. And more importantly, when he came in the league from day one, he knew how to involve his teammates to win. And that's something that Jordan had to learn for a long time. Now, if you go by championships, obviously Michael Jordan has more championships. But I think LeBron in any generation would be doing what he's doing right now all these years. And I think he, at the end of the day, I firmly believe that he's the best basketball player in the history of the game.
Well, Rob, look, obviously LeBron is tremendous. Both of us have him as the second best player of all time. So this is not taking anything away from him. But I want to throw this out. It's kind of a twist on the GOAT discussion because both of us have Jordan as the GOAT. I'm asking this because I want to hear the viewers. I want to hear your opinion. And I want to hear the listeners' opinion. LeBron doesn't, and I've never even used this in the GOAT debate when I'm saying why Jordan is better, but it is something I could use and probably will use going forward. LeBron in his 16 years, let's not count this year, his 16 years in the league, none of his teams, he has yet to be a part of what most would call an all-time great team. And beyond, and what's that? Now, if you want to say Miami, I think they're low on the list. You know, there's a lot of teams I would put before that Miami team with Wade and Bosh. What's undeniable is LeBron definitely has not been a part of a dynasty. Or I never forget being a part of it. Led a dynasty. Because here's the thing. If you're the GOAT, do you have to have led a dynasty? Michael Jordan created a dynasty. If you want to throw Magic and Kareem in the conversation, they were a part of a dynasty. They co-led a dynasty. You know, in football, Tom Brady, dynasty. Joe Montana, dynasty. And I'm just throwing it out there. Even Kobe and Shaq, dynasty. A short one, but a dynasty. Three-peat. What do you think about that? I'm asking you, should a part of the criteria be that you had to have led a dynasty? Because if you're the greatest ever, then you would have led a team that dominated.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean,
I'm just kind of throwing it out there. Yeah.
No, but if anything, if you look at Miami, I think that they were a disappointment more than they were some celebrated team. Well, I mean, let's be honest, Chris. When you have that big fanfare and you go through all the not two, not three, not four, that's what people thought. They were put together. They were going to win all these championships. They were going to wreck the East and have a chance to win every year. And they lost two of the four. And I think that made them – had they won, Chris, the last one, and it was three in a row, then they put themselves –
Or even the first one.
All right,
but
you know what I mean? You would put yourself in rarefied air.
Question.
You would be a dynasty three in a row. I always say to me, a dynasty is you got to win three in a row or three out of four. To me, that's when you dominated an era, a part of a league, is three in a row or three out of four. So they didn't do that. They won two and they lost two, which most people would take, but when you have that talent and those kind of people – put together, Chris, you expect more than that.
To illustrate your point, and you know, obviously I was a huge part of that coverage when those guys teamed up together. And that night I was all over TV, SportsCenter, when LeBron, you know, made the decision. If you had told me, if somebody had been across from me on SportsCenter and said they're going to win two of the next four championships, I would have laughed in their face. I would have been like, that's it? You're crazy. They're getting at least three, if not four. I mean, that was the thinking at that time. Am I correct?
At least.
So
yes.
I don't say they're a disappointment, but I would say this, they're closer to a disappointment than to a dynasty.
I agree with that.
That's what I'd say.
Right, but I'm saying that they're not a dynasty. So are 2-2 is mediocre, Chris? I mean, you're talking about championships.
It's two championships.
But
yeah,
I'm talking about with the talent that they had, they were expected to do more.
Yeah. And so it's just like I said, can you be the GOAT if you didn't create a dynasty? And I know that's high cotton you're asking somebody to walk in. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you're really putting the bar high, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the greatest to ever play a game.
And you know what?
The bar should be high.
They're more like the Kobe Powell Lakers than they are the Kobe Shaq Lakers. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Kobe Powell, they won two.
They won two.
And Shaq, they won three.
Lost one, won two. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.